6:34, currently our time here on Dakota's Best, AM 13. Now you take a look here at the weather. Things going to be cooling off tonight, getting near that low of around 20, but more sunshine heading into the rest of this week, but more wind at the same point. Temperatures about mid-40s throughout the rest of this week into the weekend as well. So that's something to look forward to as you are back on Coach's Corner, live from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison. We are here with our weekly honored guest, as always, head football coach for your Dakota State University Trojans, Coach Josh Anderson, finishing out in the season ranked number 23 in the nation. Coach, a pleasure as always.
Hey, it's great to be here, and I like that intro, the honored guest. You boys hear that, right?
Of course, our other two guests, Brendan Waldner and LeVar Colbert, waiting in the wings for their turn to speak. Once Coach Anderson is, as he said off the air, drops knowledge on all our listeners. Boy, this will be some fun answers coming up here with some of these questions. But, Coach, finishing out your year strong, 8-3 overall, getting that win against Presentation College in a 59-21 victory over the Saints up in Aberdeen to finish off the year, send out those seniors on a good note at the same time. You know, looking back at that game, there were a lot of good things that were going for all three phases, it certainly seemed like. I mean, offense was moving the football, special teams got a nice block from Brock Reinhiller, got to give him a shout out as well. And also the defense was doing a great job, as they've always, this entire season, it certainly seemed that the defense, as compared to last season as well, that right step in the right direction as well. Just your thoughts from that game against Presentation.
Well, just to follow up, it's not that Brock Reinhiller needs any kind of extra shout out, but he certainly
deserved
one.
This is true. This is very true. I'm just pumping his tires just a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, he certainly deserved it this week. So he's definitely worth the mention. So congratulations to him on the block punt as well as the scoop and score for his final game too. What a way to go out for him. But defensively, wow, just shut them down. You know, they had some injuries that they were dealing with late in the season, but still, I don't think it would have mattered. Our defense was just playing too top-notch football and did a great job of just basically shutting them down in all phases until the final quarter when we were doing a lot of subbing, and you know, we saw the guys doing a lot of good things there too. But they came up with some one-play drives late in the game to get some points added on, but our offense just right from the get-go, you know, firing on all cylinders, just like our defense. So that was exciting. Like you said, all three phases were really doing well. It was a statement game for us. We wanted to make sure we let them know that first time we were not too happy about that.
Oh, definitely.
But it was more importantly a redemption game for us, to let us, just for ourselves to know to we were much better than we played the first time, to send our seniors out, like you said, with the victory, and then just to end the season with the victory too. And it ended up costing us an overall 23rd ranking nationally going into the offseason, and that's exciting for our seniors, for our program, and then for the future as well.
Yeah, and speaking of the future as well, you kind of mentioned it there for a second. The offseason ahead, I know that there's a lot of moving parts that are going to be going here into this offseason, I'm sure, and, you know, working in some of those younger guys here now to getting their full chances in the weight room, getting that offseason programs, and still sticking with, you know, the coaches and the meetings and everything. You know, just looking at the offseason ahead, I'm sure it's probably, if not just as busy, still maybe just a notch down from in-game, in-season chances as well.
Well, you know, it is interesting. Each kid looks at things differently. I'll tell you what, the guys who haven't started and haven't played, we're losing 17 seniors, so there's quite a few guys that haven't had a chance to start and play as much as they like. They're super excited about the opportunity to get more reps. And, of course, our scout team guys, we had a really good recruiting class, and a lot of those guys, 30 of them, redshirted, and so they're super excited about the fact that they're no longer redshirts and scout team, and they're competing for starting positions. So going into the offseason rated number 23 in the nation, taking that for, you know, the next year, and as well as these guys getting the opportunity to be behind some of these stellar seniors that we had, now looking for their opportunity to step up into starting roles and, you know, and solid participation roles as well. There is actually quite a bit of excitement going into the offseason. It's really nice. It's nice to be around it. And these seniors did a great job of building this program up and leaving us in good hands. And so there's just a lot of good things going into the future.
Yeah, and especially with the amount of depth that you have here on this team going to the offseason. And you said 17 seniors, that's 17 different starting jobs that these younger guys all the way up and down from red shirts all the way to the now incoming seniors, going to be a lot of open spaces and a lot of good competition as well, because especially in football, competition is the key to getting the best out of your football team.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the biggest thing with our recruiting. Obviously, we wanted to keep as much retention as we could from years previous, but bringing in a big recruiting class like we did, as well as, you know, extremely good athletes, the competition on the team is what makes you better, and we definitely have that. And so now we just need to fill the holes and the gaps with another good recruiting class, which, you know, the coaches were already out and about today getting a head start on that. And so We've got a good list of guys we're going to go attack and get after, and feel really good about our opportunities to get them to join us. Obviously, Madison, Coleman, Howard, just the local boys had some outstanding years, and we want to get as many of those guys as we can as well. The local cuisine.
There you go.
As far as talent, there's a lot of it. You know, Chester had a really good year. ORR was good again. You know, not the same year they had previous, but still have some good athletes left over and had a good year themselves, just missed the playoffs. So in the area, even 30 minutes around Madison, that doesn't even obviously include Sioux Falls, but, you know, Tri-Valley had a good year. Flandreau, Del Rapids, West Central, those schools always have some good athletes. And so as many as we can get in the local area, the better for our program.
And especially, Coach, you know, now into the offseason, I'm sure a little more time opens up. But I'm sure you're going to be busy on the recruiting trail at the same time. Got any big plans for the offseason? You know, kind of unwind a little bit and maybe get ready for maybe some Madison girls basketball this season. The other Coach Anderson, we're going to try and get Stacy on the show here in the next few weeks before basketball season starts.
Yeah, I asked if she wanted to join me today, and she was having none of that. So,
well, that's unfortunate.
Good luck. You're going to have to reach out to her on your own. If you want me to help, I am not going to be a good middleman for you. But
you know, I'm going to have to take the initiative on this one, but I'm perfectly all right doing that. We'll have to get Coach Stacy Anderson on the show to fill the void of our weekly Coach Anderson interview.
Yeah.
Starting here, possibly not next week, but the week after as well. We're going to be off next week. That was some big news I was going to save towards the end of the show, but cat's out of the bag now. Coach, appreciate you coming on. Let's talk to some of these.
You know it.
Talk to some of these players joining us in studio. Of course, wide receiver Brendan Waldner, a senior from this Trojan football team, and also defensive lineman LeVar Colbert coming in studio to join us. And gentlemen, thanks so much for coming on the show this week.
No problem.
Don't everybody speak up all at once. We're going to try to make this fun. I'm not, you know, whatever some of your teammates have told you, it's all lies. Just try to make this as fun as possible. Try to butter you up a little bit. We'll make some NFL picks here in just a few minutes. But the first off, one thing that's always been bothering me all season, LeVar, what's up with the hand? You break it mid-season or something?
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, what happened?
That, yeah, what happened with that? There may be a story back there?
Yeah, it was just me being dumb and getting in trouble.
Okay. You learn from your mistakes, and it certainly shows that you're learning from mistakes. But also, LeVar, we've had just about everybody from the defensive line on our show here since the beginning of the season. I can't even name all of them. There's just been so many moving pieces from this defensive line. But, you know, just looking back at the season overall, I'm sure there's a lot of things that you've picked up from some of your teammates. You know, what are just a few things from this season alone that this defensive line has gotten so much great production that you've taken away from this 2017 season?
Well, we all really learn from each other. And or in practice, we're always, like, asking each other questions like, you know, how can I do this better, or what can I do to improve my pass rush? And I just feel like that's a strong point of our D-line.
Yeah, and it certainly shows as well with the amount of production you've gotten up and down the lineup. Each and every play, it seems that somebody's going to get after that quarterback. And with the amount of people moving in and out, I'm sure it's a great compliment with each guy that kind of comes in and out. Is there maybe like one or two guys that you know you see on the field on each play that's going to be like, okay, it could be me or it could be you that's getting after the quarterback on this play? Is there a certain guy maybe that right matchup kind of sticks out to kind of call you out here on this question here?
I see Kurt. Like, Kurt's one of those guys that's always in the backfield, always making plays. As long as John Trout, he's a good guy too. Darby's a good one too. He's the other D end, and he has a good pass rush. So we look at him on third and long and all that.
Yeah, and especially, kind of transitioning a little bit, one question I've always wanted to ask some of the guys that come from out of state and also from out of the area as well. You originally from Las Vegas, and why? Why did you choose Dakota State University?
Well, I just want to see Coach Anderson more, so.
No. See, he left that much of an impact. He said, I'm going to Madison, South Dakota, and leaving Las Vegas.
It was just basically football. Just my love for the game brought me here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it certainly shows as well, performance on the field. And also this defensive line, been great to watch all season. Now bringing in a local boy, about as local as it gets, Brendan Waldner. Yeah, we'll let you get you a second here to get the headset on. You end your year on a good note. You know, you and this very, very deep, very great performing senior group, four winning seasons as well. You know, how would you say this season out of all stacks up against some of the years past that you've been with this group of players?
Well, I guess the first year I was here, we went 2-8, so it's a little bit better than that year. I don't know. I mean, last year we had a lot of talent too. I mean, the last 4 years, 5 years, we've had talent, and you know, it was just about getting all the pieces together. You know, getting all those little tiny, the weak links. You know, fix those links and. I feel like we've been doing that, and it's just going to keep getting better from here on out.
And especially one thing that's going to continue to keep getting better, I think, in my mind, is that wide receiving core, you know, led by you and also Austin Opdahl. I mean, players up and down just plugging in. Trevor Listman, Mitchell Galloway, Mason Layton coming in for his freshman year. You know, was there any, you know, kind of lasting advice that you brought in to some of those younger guys that are going to be taking those reins in the next couple of seasons, kind of keep this receiving core in the way, in the production that they've got the last few years, and also pushing forward as well?
I mean, a lot of the guys that came in and or that haven't been here that long, they pretty much know how to play receiver and like what to do and all that stuff. It's just little things here and there. And Coach Hoddle and Coach Nelson help a lot with those little things to get us to that next level, you know, to get that extra step.
Yeah, and it certainly shows as well with the amount of production that the offense has been putting up all season. Certainly helps when you have a record-breaking, record-setting quarterback, mm-hmm. and someone you're fairly familiar with, yep. One Jacob Giles as well, and you, both of you going out as well from Madison, and also, you know, all coming all the way up from probably Pee Wees all the way through mm-hmm. high school and into college as well. It certainly helps when you've had that one guy mm-hmm. that's been through as much as you've been through in right. basically your entire playing careers.
Right. And I guess him and Opdahl, really, because, yes. I mean, he was just on the other side of the, you know, line of scrimmage.
Yep. But,
yeah, and then, I mean, it always helps with chemistry when you start at such a young age and then you end up still playing through college and then ending it finally. But it's been fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And also one more thing as well before we get into our NFL picks. Boy, I got to tell you, when you started off the year, media day, coming out for the team pictures with the Coolio braids in the hair, that was just, I thought two things. One, I could not pull off that leg. Actually, two things. He could definitely pull off that. And also, it's going to be a great year. You definitely set the tone on the right note. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, head on over to DSUathletics.com. Yeah. Head over to the football page. Click on number 6, Brendan Waldner. And even you at the same time, I was looking, doing a little research earlier today. Haircuts come and go like crazy, but I'm very thankful that you took out the braids in time for the start of the season. You are as flashy as it comes, and it certainly showed for picture and media day at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, that was literally last second thing, just like, you know what, screw it, let's do it, you know, why not, it's media day, and Michael Cleveland did that in 30 minutes before media, before pictures, so that was very interesting, and I said, why not?
You got to give all the credit to Michael Cleveland for that
shout
one.
Shout out Michael Cleveland. Shout out to Michael.
All right, gentlemen, that was the hard part. Now we get into the real fun stuff. We're going to make our NFL Week 11 picks, and also another thing I'd like to ask before we get into this as well. Who are the teams we cheering for? LeVar, who's your team?
Do I really got to say it?
You can if you want to. It's probably a bad thing.
Yeah, the Jets.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, we'll leave that at face value. Brendan, who's the team that you cheer for?
I am a Chargers fan.
You're a Chargers man. Just a couple of teams down in the dumps.
Yeah.
At least it's not as bad as Coach Anderson's Bears.
Yeah.
There's at least some hope here for the future as well. But we're going to be making our NFL Week 11 picks. Last week, Coach Anderson, you know, not a bad record. 9-5. Very respectable. Very respectable. But at the same time, last week, your players that you came in with, Ryan Dozier was 10-4, and also Mitchell Galloway, baby Sammy, was 11-3. At the same time, I had to get that in as well. But another nice job. You keep, you know, I don't think at all this entire season you finished below 500. So you're hanging in there. You're pulling as many punches as you can. But we're going to start off with our NFL Week 11 picks. Thursday night game, we're going to start off with the 6-3 Tennessee Titans at the 7-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to go around the table here to start off. Brendan, who'd you pick in that one?
That was a hard one, but I picked the Steelers on that one.
LeVar, who'd you go with this week?
I had to go with Mariota and the Titans.
Oh, going with the Titans. Okay, this was a tough one for me to pick at face value. Coach Anderson?
I took the Steelers. If the Bears can beat them, they're not going to face another tough opponent.
Oh, geez. He's going with that already. You beat one team, and that's the highlight of the entire season. I went with the Steelers in this one, but at the same time, wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee pulls it out at the same time. Then we're going to get this one taken care of and out of the way real quick. Detroit Lions at the 3-6 Chicago Bears from Soldier Field in Chicago. Brendan, who'd you go with this week?
Well, especially because he's a Bears fan. I picked the Lions to win that one.
Picked the Lions to win. LeVar?
Yep, I chose the Lions as well.
And Coach Anderson, I'm going to say you went with the Bears.
You know I'm in touch with reality, so I took the Bears.
Very, very astute pick in that one. But I went with the Lions this week as well. Coach Miller is going to be very happy with the three out of the four of us that took the Lions this week. Next one, we got the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Cleveland Browns, 6-3 Jags. 0-9 Cleveland Browns, those favorite, lovable, oh gosh darn, kids say the darndest things, Cleveland Browns at 0-9. Brendan, who'd you go with this week?
Definitely Jaguars.
Jaguars, LeVar?
Yep, Jaguars.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we all win the Jaguars. Coach Anderson nods his head in approval as clean sweep for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Next one, we got Baltimore Ravens at the Green Bay Packers, 4-5 Ravens. At the 5-4 Green Bay Packers. Now, if this was a couple weeks ago, the people would probably have said that Baltimore would have ran away with this one. But this one was another tough one, I think, in my mind, to pick this week. LeVar, who'd you go with this week?
I went with Green Bay.
Went with Green Bay. Brendan?
I went with the Ravens.
Went with the Ravens. Okay. Coach Anderson?
Although I dislike Green Bay, I don't know. I guess I just want to see the Ravens lose just so Coach Glover can't be feeling good. That's really about it. That's why I took the Packers.
You know, yeah, I originally went with the Packers, but at last second, I just went with the Ravens. I think for some reason, I don't know, maybe the Packers will pull one out at home. Last week, I mean, they were able to get a win, but, you know, maybe they'll just go on a nice little run here, maybe finish above 500 at the end of the year. I don't know, with Brett Hundley taking the helm, but I went with the Ravens this week. This one was also another question mark of a game. We got the 4-5 Arizona Cardinals at the 3-6 Houston Texans. Houston just looking to keep their head above water with Deshaun Watson out for the rest of the year. Arizona, a big, big question mark, basically from week to week, and it seemed by play almost. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with this week?
I went with the Cardinals.
Went with the Cardinals. LeVar?
Texans.
Went with the Texans? Okay, that's perfectly all right. Brendan?
I went with the Cardinals. They can't do much without Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, it just really isn't. It's unfortunate as well. They got a lot of great, speedy little receivers out there as well, young guys as well, and you just can't find anybody to connect with them. Tom Savage? I mean, really? Tom Savage out of Rutgers?
No.
Jeez. I went with the Cardinals this week. Tampa Bay is at Miami. Couple of teams, just I don't know what's going on with either of them. Nobody's going to come out on top of this pick. Everyone's just going to feel bad, regardless if they pick that wins or doesn't. Brendan, who'd you go with this week?
You know, even though they've been struggling, the Buccaneers have a really good offense, so I went with them.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing that I was leaning towards, too. I went with the Buccaneers as well. LeVar?
I had to go with my brother and choose the Dolphins.
Choose the Dolphins. Okay. Okay, Coach Anderson, I got a feeling that you took the Dolphins this week?
I did. I could never take a Cutler team, but I couldn't circle the wagons around Tampa Bay.
Coach Anderson taking Miami this week as well. Then another one, a very, Very good and very interesting matchup. Both teams 7-2. Los Angeles Rams at the Minnesota Vikings. We know that one person who's going to be in attendance. That is Preston Nordling, who's a diehard Rams fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he made the comment earlier this week. He couldn't have imagined when he got these tickets, as a birthday present, by the way, that this game would have mattered. He probably thought that the Rams were just going to be maybe below 500 at this point. The Vikings will probably be really good. But both teams 7-2 this year. Rams have been getting it done with their defense and the play of Jared Goff. At the same time, Vikings get the same point, lying on that defense, while also getting points when they can, especially with my boy Case Keenum leading the charge. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with this week?
Too many guys whining for Teddy Bridgewater. There's no faith in Case Keenum other than one guy in this booth, so I took the Rams.
All right, that's perfectly all right. Good pick. LeVar, who'd you go with?
Yeah, I had to go with Baby Sammy, you know, Rams.
Nice. I respect that. Brendan?
Too many Vikings fans, so I went with the Rams.
Okay, we're all going with the upset just to annoy people. I see. I'm getting the sense of that room. We're doing spite picks. Now, spite picks only works once in a while, so you're definitely cashing in your chips a little too early. But I went with the Vikings. I mean, at home, I mean, it's going to be a tough test for Case Keenum and crew. But if that O-line, I mean, that's the unsung hero this year for the Vikings, is that offensive line. Now that they have an offensive line, can provide a little bit of extra time for Case Keenum out of that old running gun. I mean, the only guy who's passed for 5,000 yards in three seasons at the University of Houston. Fun fact, by the way, all-time passing leader coming out. At the time when he graduated, he played 6 years college. I mean, he blew out his knee twice. So, certainly bodes in the right direction. Next game, I think this one's a safe bet. Kansas City at New York. But I'm going to go around the room, see how we feel about this one. Brendan, who'd you go with this week?
Chiefs, for sure.
Go with the Chiefs. Yeah. LeVar?
Chiefs as well.
Chiefs as well. Coach Anderson?
Well, because the Giants are at home, I certainly took the Chiefs.
Of course. Of course. The Chefs, as he's mentioned in weeks past. Also one with the Chiefs. That's a clean sweep. Kansas City over the 1-8 New York Giants. Next one, we got the Washington, quote-unquote, Redskins at the New Orleans Saints. 7-2 Saints. 4-5 Washington Redskins, but a scrappy team to say the least as well. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
The 0-2, then win 7 in a row Saints. They're clicking. Got to pick them.
Yeah, it definitely seems that they've turned a leaf many a times to get themselves the 7 straight wins as well. LeVar, who'd you go with?
Saints.
Going with the Saints.
And Drew Brees over Josh Norman, for sure.
It definitely certainly looks like it could be, and it's a clean sweep for the Saints as well. I went with New Orleans at the same time. And then another one, very interesting to see news breaking out here today. The Buffalo Bills benching quarterback Tyrod Taylor in favor of, I didn't even see his first name, Nathan Peterman, I think his name is. Exactly, a lot of head shaking going on. They're benching Tyrod Taylor, bringing in the backup. Peterman is his last name, taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. I went with the Chargers this week, just from that fact alone, plus they're at home. Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
I instantly regret my pick. I picked the Buffalo Bills just because of the Chargers, and anybody who likes them is garbage.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm nervous.
Now you're nervous, so you're sweating that pick.
Upset team.
LeVar, who'd you go with this week?
I went with L.A.
Went with the Chargers as well. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, Brendan, you took your Chargers.
Never bet against them.
Never bet against the Bolts. Yeah, I definitely went with the Chargers as well. 3 out of 4 going to the Chargers, and 3-6. Hopefully it'll be 4-6, and we can move on in the right direction. Next one, another questionable game. Both teams 3-6. Probably both teams didn't think they'd be 3-6. Maybe quite possibly 6-3. Cincinnati Bengals at the Denver Broncos, Mile High Stadium in Denver. I'm going to go off and start here first. I went the Broncos this week. I don't know why. Pen went to paper. Highlighter went to paper. I went with the Broncos this week. Brendan, who'd you go with?
Bengals have no offense, and Denver's defense is too good, so I went with Denver.
Respectable. I like it. A man who does his research, or at least knows stuff like that off the top of your head. LeVar, who'd you go with?
Yeah, I went with Denver.
Went with Denver. Coach Anderson?
I took the Bengals, and now I feel really good about that pick.
Yeah, he's a man who's going against the grain. Who knows? Maybe he'll have himself a real good week. We'll see. This one, another game is taking place in the afternoon, but it could be taking place in Mexico City. New England Patriots at the Oakland Raiders. Well, I guess it's going to be against the Raiders in Mexico City, but a little home game for the Raiders at the same point. I'm going to go out and start first. I went with the Patriots this week. And Coach Anderson, who'd you go with?
I didn't know they were playing in Mexico. Otherwise, I probably would have taken the Oakland Raiders. I got to tell you, I really hope Oakland wins, but I just don't see it happening with Touchdown Tommy. So I took the Patriots.
There you go. LeVar?
I went with the Patriots as well.
Went with the Patriots. Brendan?
Every time I bet against Tom Brady, I lose. So
you're going to go with Patriots. Tom Brady. Another thing, too, they played in Denver last week. They didn't go back to Massachusetts. They're still in Colorado right now training at that high altitude because playing in Mexico City is actually higher. They're about 7,000 feet above sea level. So that's another little fun fact. We're learning today, people. Yeah. You never stop learning. Sunday night game, we got the Philadelphia Eagles 8-1 against the 5-4 Dallas Cowboys. A lot of people saying for the Cowboys that this is a must-win game, especially in a week 11. A lot of head nods going at the same time. Brendan, who'd you go with this week?
I went with the Eagles. Had to.
That's much respect right there. LeVar?
Eagles.
Coach Anderson.
Too much turmoil going on in Jerryville. And, of course, you know, they got a lead bison for the Eagles. Oh. So we pick them all the time.
Going with the Eagles as well. I went with Philly at the same point. Clean sweep for Philly as we wrap up the show here. Our final picks. Monday night game, 5-4 Atlanta Falcons heading out west to take on the 12th man in the Seattle Seahawks, 6-3. But these aren't the same old Seattle Seahawks. They're a little bit bumbling at this point. A couple injuries starting to mount up for them. A little bit of inside turmoil at the same time. I went with the Falcons this week. Coach Anderson.
The Seahawks cry and whine about everything, especially Thursday night games. So I don't feel one bit sorry for them. I took the Falcons.
Went with the Falcons this week. And LeVar?
The Seahawks.
Went with the Seahawks. Okay, playing at home. That's going to play a factor. Brendan.
Also Seahawks, mainly because they're at home.
See, that's a split right down the middle. I was hoping we'd have more of that, but at the same time, I like it. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll be sure to let you know how the picks end up coming into next week as well. But Coach Anderson, LeVar Colbert, and also Brendan Wallner joining us in studio. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming on the show, and thanks also best of luck with your endeavors in the near future. Of course, it is 7 o'clock currently our time here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also online at AmazingMadison.com. We got a full slate of action still coming here as we wrap up this week. We got high school volleyball still going on with the state tournament taking place here starting tomorrow as well out in Rapid City. The Madison Bulldog volleyball team will be taking on Miller in the Battle of the 4-5 seed. That'll be a 2:45 first serve from the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center in Rapid City as well. But we're also going to be covering that on KJAM, that first match of the day will be the Sioux Falls Christian Chargers taking on McCook Central Montrose. We'll actually cover that game, that match, I should say, over in our sister station, that being Dakota's Best AM 1390, and also online through the area sports page at AmazingMadison.com. That'll be a 1 p.m. Central Time first serve from Rapid City. Then again, you can flip on over right here to Dakota's Best AM 1390 for Madison taking on Miller. Matt Gross will be on the call for both those matches here on KJAM. It's been another great show here for Coach's Corner. And also a reminder, we're going to have no show next week with it being Thanksgiving. I'm going to be out of town as well. So coming in 2 weeks from now, it will be the 29th of November as well. We'll have that show right here on Dakota's Best. Again, no show next week for the Thanksgiving holiday coming up the next day as well. Love to give a big thank you to all of our guests here this week. Assistant baseball coach for Dakota State University, Brady Bands. Head basketball coach for the Madison boys basketball team, Mike Rickey, joining us in studio. And Dakota State University head football coach, Josh Anderson. And also wide receiver, Brendan Wallner. And defensive lineman, LeVar Colbert, joining us here in studio as well. 7:02 currently our time. Like to give a big thank you to all of our sponsors for sponsoring tonight's show and also all of our guests as well. No show here next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks, same time, same place, here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also available online at AmazingMadison.com. We'll have the show for you coming up here in a couple of hours on our website through the Coach's Corner page on AmazingMadison.com. This is Coach's Corner, live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison on Dakota's Best AM 1390.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.